Paul, let me ask you something. Do you like your family?
It's a really complicated question, Steve. I didn't realize this is where we're going to be going right now.
No, I mean, do you like seeing pictures of your family?
Yeah, sure. Pictures of my family are nice. Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got a great recommendation for you. It is the Aura frame. You've probably seen some of these before. You go to your friend's house and they have a frame on the cabinet or in the living room or whatever, and it has digital photos.
Sure. Yes.
Well, I got this thing and I set it up, super easy to set up. I basically dumped a bunch of photos from my phone right onto it. Very easy to do. Took me just minutes.
Oh, that sounds scary to me.
No, it's incredibly easy.
It's not hard. Okay.
And basically you can put seems like an almost infinite amount of photos on this thing. And then you can set the parameters and it can rotate your family through every 30 seconds.
Amazing.
And it's great because I've got pictures of my son, my family.
Cool.
My dad passed away a few years ago. I get to see him popping up every now and then. The good ghosts of your personal history coming through on this thing.
Nice. That's nice.
They have a great deal for Mother's Day, so listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ChinwagPod at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. I was wondering what, because you talk about this in your special, and I know, Paul, too, you with your dad dying at a young age, you'd think a lot about mortality. And I'm wondering, I myself think, what do I want to do before I die? Not in some, big, amazing, gesture, but, is there something
skydiving
I want to make?
Or something?
Yeah, no, nothing like that. I feel like I'd like to make something that might last. A book, a novel, a story, like the stuff you guys make in a way.
Yeah.
And I think creativity is a way to try to get some immortality. I mean, you have kids and they're going to go on, but then, Plato thought, well, when you make art, you're also trying to get some immortality, so that in 100 years from now, there might be some thing you
you'll
make.
You'll continue to connect the people.
Yeah. Hmm. Do you guys ever think that way? Or it's like, well, that's just my job.
I don't. I think in relation to, I want people to watch the specials that I make in 10 years, 20 years. I don't think it's realistic that they would watch the stuff I'm making in 50 or 100 years. I feel like that's where the AI of it all comes in, and you just go, we're headed towards some really bizarre spaces.
That's true. I think you're right. What people are going to be into and watching is going to be something we can't even
I think that
of,
my
really.
Specials are going to play like Battleship Potemkin in a few years.
In just a few years, maybe 10 or 15 years.
About 5 years.
5 years. It'll be like the silent era. Wow, look at this. Wow.
They're hot, they're really hot and edgy now, but we just wait. It's going to be Eisenstein in about 15 minutes.
That's very funny.
But my students who are in their, 19, 20, it's weird. They are going back and getting culture from the 70s and
it's
the 60s and the 50s. And
it's
They're into it.
And certainly I do that too. I mean, I watch Chaplin. My wife Jenny and I watch Chaplin with regularity.
Do you?
And we find it to be worlds ahead of almost any comedy that's been made since then.
Yeah, I have that about W.C. Fields. Do you ever watch much W.C. Fields?
Yeah.
Who I will be in tears watching W.C. Fields.
Yeah.
But, and more so, I always loved it when I was a kid. Since I was a kid, I've loved him. But now I'm just like, he is so funny in every possible way. That's a good thing to still be looking at that stuff. Does your kid watch that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes Una will watch Chaplin with us and she'll like it. I mean, the funny thing about you watch something like Chaplin, you go well, this person was worlds ahead of his peers to this day. But then you go look at his history. It's like the guy moved to America and joined the circus when he was 15 years old. I mean, it's not advisable.
Yes, all of those people were
it's
doing
not
the same
career
stuff.
Advice that no. I would pass on no. to others.
No, it was roughshod. I mean, you read about I remember reading about Laurel and Hardy, and the two of those guys before they even started making movies together, and together they made like 350 movies or something yeah. like that. Separately, the two of them had already made like 200 movies apiece or something. Like, it's crazy. It was like porn for those guys. They were just yes. cranking out like yeah. movies. It's just crazy how many things those guys did. It's amazing. Yeah. It's inconceivable, actually, when you think about it now. I'm like exhausted after 7 years of doing a TV show. Forget it. Like, you know, 12 episodes of a TV
oh my gosh,
show.
Yeah.
Like, forget it. These guys were just, they had nothing else. And I then, mean, by like the you way, say, Jay, they were starting when they were 12 and stuff. I
and
mean,
then Chaplin
really
got
kids.
Spat out by Hollywood for something he wasn't even mm-hmm. really guilty of.
And yeah. He had to move
out of the country.
Yeah. No, and W.C. Fields, too. It's like, we know him as the, right, he's old and he's drunk and he's cranky and all this stuff. It was the third act for that guy. He'd yes. already been this huge vaudeville star. He invented yes. certain kinds of juggling. He invented cigar box juggling, wow. apparently. Yeah. Wow. Do you do any juggling? Have you ever done any juggling or anything like that?
I can pretend to do most things. And I can actually do almost no things.
I think people can spot it if you're pretending to juggle. They can see that.
I would hope so. One would hope so.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mike, I want to ask you one last thing before Please. We let you go. And it goes back to diet and things like that. And I'm just curious. You talk about pizza a lot, and I'm told by our mutual friend, Seth Barish, that you're genuinely kind of obsessed with it. So I'm just sort of interested, like pizza, your thoughts on pizza before we go. I just want any.
Yeah, I have a joke in the special where I say, I love pizza so much, I get excited when I see the word plaza. You know, because the word pizza itself is exciting. It has pizza in it. Each of the Z's is two slices. The A is a slice. Five slices in one word, which is a rarely used literary device I call onomatopoeia. And so, but the truth is, when I try to analyze this, it's like, it's childhood. It's like my folks, I was the fourth child. Of four.
Uh-huh.
And I was like the kid who I just kind of figured stuff out on my own. I was, you know what I mean? Like they were kind of, my parents were very loving in their own way, but they're
take care.
But they were sort of done with parenting. They were like, that was fun.
Yes.
And then I was number three
and blast, and they were done. They were completely done. So I can only imagine.
Which is, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just funny. Yeah. They were like, oh yeah, there's this kid running around here. I don't know who he is. You know what I mean?
And so, just toss him a piece of pizza?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, really. And so a lot of it was like, I would make steak-em. I would make macaroni and cheese. I would order pizza. Like, I would eat the simple foods that in hindsight were the worst things I could be eating. Yeah. But to this day, I am so physically drawn to pizza, it is almost, it's outrageous.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a childhood thing because certainly
perfect food. It's the perfect, come on.
It's a great food.
It is.
Your cheese, your veggie, it's the perfect food.
It's true. No, and you got your carbs, you have the whole thing. I know. Is it though? I mean, is it really as bad as for you as some other things, say sugar fries or something?
No, but I always say
sugar fries.
Like I always say I've adjusted to like one or two slices. I used to just do the whole pie.
Yeah.
I used to do the whole pie. And if you do the whole pie, you just start to be that's not the right amount of slices for one human.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, wow. That's a real knockout.
Well, see, and that's what I just wanted to, and I just wanted to feel you out about that. And that's to you, you would say that's good pizza in New Haven.
Oh, yeah. Right? Sally's and, Pepe's. I mean, it's like, yeah.
Well,
The amount of great pizza in New Haven is, I would say, per capita, better than New York.
Yes, I would agree.
But then overall, New York just has more great pizza. True.
We're gonna get a lot of we're gonna get a lot of hate mail from
New
York.
What about Chicago?
But per capita, per capita, pizza. Per capita. And we're gonna write off Chicago entirely. We're gonna write off Chicago entirely.
No. Chicago pizza is like a birthday cake of pizza. It's just this massive, huge, thick thing.
I think I still have yet to have that kind of pizza.
Really?
I mean, I had what somebody told me was Chicago deep dish, and I'm like, this isn't that deep. I was like, this is like not that deep. But I liked it though. It was good. It's crunchy. It was crunchier than I thought it was gonna be. And that was a little bit of a surprise. But yeah. It's a childhood.
All right, we're down to the deep stuff here on the chin wags.
Yeah, pizza. We finally got to the real shit. But we've used up a good amount of your time.
It's been so fun. This has been a very worthwhile chin wag, I think.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Talk about heroism. You may have saved the entire podcast from the banality it usually descends in. So thank you so much, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
It was really fun.
Yeah, always appreciate a pleasure. It. This is Paul Giamatti speaking.
And this is Stephen Asma. And this episode of Chinwag is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It is indeed, Steve. Let me ask you a blunt question. Do you ever feel stuck, Steve? I'm serious. Do you ever feel kind of stuck in the mud?
Every day, my friend.
Yeah.
Every damn day.
And then what happens is you get overwhelmed because you're kind of stuck, right?
True.
As I get older, and I am getting older, folks, I may not look it. You may think, oh, he's like Dorian Gray.
He's going backwards.
Yeah. Wow, he's going backwards. I am getting older, folks. It's hard to believe. The thing I notice is how important it is to maintain a balance. You know, I guess you'd call it work-life balance. I don't think I'm alone here, but therapy's helped me do this balance. It can help you find equilibrium. It can help you feel more empowered in the decisions you make, the boundaries and priorities you set. It's good in that way. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Sometimes that's hard, right, to find the right person. So this helps. You can change. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chinwag today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/chinwag.
Chinwag is a production of Treefort Media and Touchy Feely Films, hosted and executive produced by Paul Giamatti and Stephen Asma. Executive producers for Treefort are Kelly Garner and Lisa Ammerman. Dan Carey is executive producer for Touchy Feely. Our series producer is Rachel Whitley Bernstein. Original theme music by Luke Topp, with additional music by Via Mardot. Oscar Guido is our executive in charge of production. Tom Monahan is head of audio for Treefort. Animation created by Alex Sokol. Editing and mixing by Jeff Neal. Lastly, for more information, go to chinwagpod.fm and find us on Instagram or TikTok at chinwagpod or on Twitter at chinwag_pod.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Wow!
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it! So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
in 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.